So did he chase you then to pursue marriage?
Yeah. He asked me to marry him on the first, while we were dancing, as a matter of fact, you know, on the first date I ever had.
First dance?
Absolutely. I said, are you nuts? Of course I wouldn't marry you. I don't even know you. What do you mean? And then finally, you know, he kept saying, now we've got to get married. And I kept saying, Walt, you don't have a job. I'm not about to marry you. You don't know me. I don't know you. And you don't have a job. So we sort of fought it out for 2.5 years. And he gave up.
But then you were on a trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, right.
Did Harry Truman, is there a connection there with you and Harry Truman?
What
is that?
He gave the picture I was in, Bright Victory, an award. And I was assigned by the studio to go to Washington and make 2 or 3 appearances, you know, with the press and one thing and another, and receive the award from President Truman. We all went over to the Hall of Labor. It was on the stage, and there was a big audience, and I was called out, and he read this little thing about the movie and how it had helped veterans and how that was so important that they would know and could know that they were taken care of and all this business. Here's the award, and take it back to your studio with our thanks and blah, 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 you know. So he was darling to me, and then we went to 2 or 3 luncheons, not with the president, but with different magazines and papers people, you know, media people. And I stayed in Washington 3 or 4 days and then flew home.
As I recall, you let Walt know that you were in Washington.
Right. I had to have an escort for 2 or 3 of the important appointments with the media. And so I called him and I said, would you come to Washington and be my escort? We'll meet the person that does Look magazine and this and that. And so he said, no. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. He said, but if you marry me, I'll come. And I said, what? And he said, if you'll marry me, I'll come. And I said, oh, okay, come on.
So that was your answer to marriage.
It?
Oh, okay.
That's right. Oh, okay. If that's what it takes, go on. So that's exactly what happened.
Well, we should say he has just walked in the room. We're going to have him join us here. She has just told us, Walt, how you came to the debut of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and that you asked her for a dance, and that you actually asked her to marry you on that first dance?
No, I didn't. I didn't ask her to marry me until our first date in California 2 weeks later.
Oh, okay.
I went back to my table and said, I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh, that's
right. But you didn't know that.
Whoops, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Except for you telling me about 14 times since.
So then she's told us about how she stopped at the airport, had a 30-minute Coke date, and then it turned out the plane stayed for 5 hours.
I think she just changed planes so she could stay.
I did not change planes. You know very well it was a mechanical problem. And they fixed
the Lord's will.
Oh, don't start. Don't bring him into this.
So
it's not his fault.
She was just also saying that she went to Washington, D.C. and accepted that award for the film.
Yeah.
And then she asked if you'd come out there to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's.
And he did.
After I said, look, I'll come if you want to get married.
And did you have to argue with her? Did you talk her into that?
No, I just said, yes or no, let me know.
You were tired of chasing her.
Absolutely.
And that's when I said, oh, okay. Don't refute that. Oh, terrible.
So then you went out and started dating her in California.
Oh.
I'd fly back and forth from the business school.
And this is before jets. And I'd go out and meet him and go to sleep in my car waiting for him. And he'd come in sometimes at 11 at night and 12 and I'd wake up and realize he's sitting in the airport waiting for me. And I'd run in and get him and take him to his hotel.
And then he could only stay a day or two.
Yeah.
Oh, just overnight. Right.
I have to go back Sunday. Get there late Friday night and go back.
I wish I had a nickel for every phone call we made. Mm, it was terrible.
This is what love is all about, isn't it? So then you knew that she would marry you because that's what she said when she was in Washington, D.C. So then how long did it take after that before you...
We met on December 8th, 49, and were married in 1950 in November.
51.
Well, Rick came in 51. I guess that's right.
Oh, no. Then it was 1950.
And where were you married?
Athens, Tennessee, my hometown.
Your hometown. Mm-hmm. Who was in your wedding?
My roommate and cousins and... Little nieces and sister, yeah. Your sister, yeah. Kadaja, and...
Your sister.
My sister, that's right. Yeah. You had Ted Reeds and Charlie Chestnut.
Dick King. Then Dad was my best man. Reeds, Charlie, Dick King, and Gaylord Gray.
Gaylord Gray, that's right.
So and they're all dead now.
Mm-hmm. They're all gone.
Pretty big wedding, wasn't it?
It really was, for our town anyway. It was pretty big.
And then where did you honeymoon?
In Hawaii. It was fun. We went back a couple of years ago, and the
suite we had for 2 weeks was $4,000 a day. Now.
A night. We couldn't believe it. Oh, it was awful.
Ed Hanlon, who was chairman of then National Bank of Tulsa, summered there for a month every year for years. He was a bachelor, never married. So he asked if we wouldn't like to go there. He would arrange it. So he gave, before he left, every year a golf tournament and gave fancy prizes to everybody in the tournament. So they adored him. So when we were his guest, that just meant everything out there. So we were treated very royally.
Just royalty. It was so fun. Mm. It was wonderful.
You were a beautiful Hollywood star. Walt was a handsome gentleman, then, wasn't he? How would you describe him? You had to be taken with his looks and his handsomeness.
Right. I think
that's true.
And his persistence.
Sweet persistence.
Oh.